You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here on a Wednesday, a very busy Wednesday, as we were talking about with the fellas before. We will hear from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans, coming up around 3 o'clock. We'll also hear from C.J. Stroud, our guy Cecil Shorts III. Hopefully he's feeling better today. Hopefully he's in a better place today. With that offensive performance, particularly the fourth quarter. We'll talk to him coming up at the bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. And Brandon Scott was out at practice today. We'll hear from him. Texans report coming up in a bit. So that's a packed show today on a Wednesday. And Clint, by the way, here in just a bit, Clint told y'all about a lot of the real positive things he saw watching the film, but there was something that he has a little bit of concern. We'll get to that here in just a second, but first, Clint, we'll get the official injury report. I mean the Texans injury report is one thing, but the Ravens one is the one to watch, Clint. And they had a couple of defensive guys that missed the last game come back. Travis Jones, a defensive tackle, was back at practice, and then Pro Bowler and a guy who led their team in sacks last year, the veteran Kyle Van Noy, he returned with that hamstring, but eight did not practice. And there are some big names with this, Clint. Quarterback Lamar Jackson, who was announced yesterday from Wacker of the Baltimore Sun. Ryan Wacker, that Lamar is likely not to play. He did not practice. Fullback Pat Ricard, he has not played in the last several games. He didn't practice with the calf again. Ronnie Stanley with the ankle, he didn't practice. Roquan Smith, we've already found out, he is out, along with Marlon Humphrey. He didn't practice. And then their other two corners, Nate Wiggins and Awuzie, if you remember him, he was the one who used to get beat down when he was with the Cowboys a lot. He did not practice. So their top three corners did not practice. We already know Marlon Humphrey is out. We'll see what this means. We will keep an eye on that today. We will keep an eye on that tomorrow as well, Clint, and Friday. Maybe we'll get a little bit more understanding of guys that'll be in or out of this game. But that was what we saw today, Clint, from the Ravens when it comes to guys in or out of practice today, which is a large list with big names on it.
Well, thank you once again. The football gods are shining in Houston for dang sure with what's going on in Baltimore. And The Texans needed in a major way, man. 1-3, you got to climb out of a hole that you dug. One way is that you come up on the Tennessee Titans on your schedule and you get that win. Another one is some of the more difficult games, arguably the most difficult game on your schedule when the season started, was going to be Baltimore. Now you're looking at that and they're coming in injured on several fronts, and with a defense that even when they had their guys couldn't stop.
Yeah,
couldn't stop the offenses in that they've come up against so far. So this week against Baltimore, the Baltimore week looks a lot more promising than it once did for damn sure.
Yeah, so again, as soon as the official injury report comes out, we will definitely let you know that. But that's a lot of starters. That's a lot of high-priced guys that they have on, or at least as of now, off the practice squad, which is one to really, really watch there. Texans, they were out there as well. And once we get the official injury report with them, we will also let you know the latest of that. Derek Stingley did miss practice, but you should feel a little bit more comfortable about that just because he missed practice all week last week and still got in. Will Anderson, he did not practice on today's practice, so we'll see the latest on that. Jalen Reed and Danico Autry, who are eligible to come back, they did practice today. So pretty solid. We'll see what's going on with the Will Anderson situation. But that is the latest there when it comes to the Texans and the guys who were held out of practice today. All right, Clint, we've talked about, which was fair, I think, especially when you see the explosion from the offense in the fourth quarter. You win a game 26-0. And most of the film and most of the things we're going to talk about is a positive thing. But I know when you watch the tape, something really jumped out at you that may be a potential problem that we need to look at.
Yeah, I've got two things, and I think the first one is going to be the eye-opener, is Christian Kirk. Look, I think Christian Kirk was brought here to be a 1-2 punch, if you will, with Nico Collins to be a weapon on this offense. He was brought here to be a slot receiver, which I've outlined many a time, that how valuable that guy is in a sense of seeing the game through the quarterback lens and how valuable he would be in helping solve some of the protection problems that we saw in 2024 with the Houston Texans. And he comes in before the season starts. He's injured. He missed the first two games, because we've seen him two games now, right? And now that we've seen him for two games, Ron, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not impressed with what I've seen. I thought he would be a bigger part of this offense. Two, I don't see the twitch explosion, combination there that we expected to see. You know, we heard comments, and hell, I believed it. We heard comments, and the film would tell you that it's true, is that in the past he's been able to strike defenses from the slot position deep, and he's not just a slot receiver, possession receiver. This is a guy that's dynamic and brings a real weapon to the offense. I mean, I remember vividly watching this film yesterday morning, Ron, and I'm sitting there watching it, and you know, he catches a ball over the middle at one point and kind of turns it up. And I'm waiting for some kind of burst. I'm waiting for some kind of speed. I'm waiting for some kind of, like, cut back against the grain, try to shake the defender a little bit. And, I mean, there's a half-hearted kind of shake and a step out of bounds with no change of speed, with no burst, with no nothing. I'm going to tell you, it was real Robert Woods-esque. No disrespect to Robert Woods, but it was not what I expected. It wasn't the effort. It wasn't the explosion. It wasn't the twitch that I just expect to see damn near every time Christian Kirk touches the ball. So I don't know if I'm just expecting too much, or if the injuries and maybe Father Time a little bit has... Or
hopefully, maybe he's still a little ginger on the hamstring.
Maybe the hamstring's still a little ginger. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but just looking at it, it was one of those like, man, that's your second... That's second in command in terms of weapons for this quarterback beyond Nico Collins.
So for
that's
you,
not going to get it.
So for you, it's not a deal of like, hey, Nick and CJ got to get him involved. You're looking at it from a standpoint of like, this is a player who's just not playing to the level you thought he would play.
Well, I think two things can be true. I do think that CJ and Nick Cayley and company have to get him more involved. I mean, it's the guy that you brought in to be the second weapon. You got to at least give it a shot. You got to at least get him involved. But there's, to me, the concern is does he have enough juice to be a two? I mean, what I've seen so far in game time, in game film, I'm looking at this and going, hey, they're going to have to make a move for a receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
really pushed or put Noel in there or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real gamble for a team that expects to win 10, win a division, and go beyond the second round of the playoff. That's a real gamble. And I'm not saying that Noel can't do some of these things. And even with Noel and with Higgins, you know, there's still a lack of proven, I can take the top off a defense or I can create separation. And if Christian Kirk is going to be a shell of himself, if Christian Kirk is going to be gingerly moving around the field and doesn't have the ability to make guys miss and doesn't have the ability to, like, if Christian Kirk is not the guy that you hand a speed sweep to and he can't get around the end, if Christian Kirk is not a guy that out of the slot can do like we saw Higgins do last week, where if he gets pressed, shake him and get over the top and create separate, if he can't do those things, then Christian Kirk is a role player. Right?
I expected
a Christian Kirk that was explosive. I expected a big play Christian Kirk. I expected a guy that in critical moments you go, hey, let Christian Kirk get this punt return. And I'm telling you, what I watched on that film is you may have hit the nail on the head. It's a guy that may be walking around ginger right now with that sore hamstring, but that can't be your second best weapon.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a volume guy. I thought he would be a guy that would get, you know, 7 to 9 targets a game because he
just right there.
Quick right there. And maybe that comes. But right now, they need him to be, like, honestly, especially the way he's paid, he should be a bigger weapon than Woody Marks. And that's not anywhere close to that. Right now, he looks like an Applebee's receiver.
Applebee's, what is that?
2 for 20. I like that, but yeah.
Man. You know, Applebee's, they got that promotion rolling there and get that 2 for 20. That's He looked like he's.
That was good.
Found a whole rat in my Cobb salad.
It looks like he's.
A whole rat in your Cobb salad.
Get that pasta. What, they got a pasta with that 2 for 20?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously,
and
hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Get him some chips and salsa for free, I believe, comes with that. Yeah, that's what he looks like. And they're in that Applebee's, baby. 2 for 20. What'd he get last game? I bet it was close to it. I bet his numbers are close to that Applebee's deal.
If it is 2 for 20 on the dot, you're lying. You saw it.
I hadn't seen it. I bet it was. I mean, I think he caught more than two balls. So I don't know if it's exactly that, but yeah, he's in that range. 2 for 20, man. And we've seen players like that, right? The Texans have had Applebee's players. We've watched them. I thought Xavier Hutchinson was a 2 for 20 guy.
You were damn close. But it's an even better deal if you were at Applebee's. 3 for 20 last week for Christian Kirk.
There you go. It's a special.
3 for 20. Add a side.
I'm telling you, them first 2 weeks, he had to be, that first week, he had to be close.
Hump day special, baby. 3 for 20.
Yeah, he's Applebee's, baby.
I'm just telling you, as I'm watching that, that's the big negative. When I'm watching, I'm thinking that I think the one, you know, as we talk a lot about the Texans game versus the Titans, I think the one difference is going to be, like, I don't know that other teams aren't going to have the ability to drop down coverage on Dalton Schultz and make it more difficult to get those easy layups. I don't know that they're not going to be able to drop coverage down on Xavier Hutchinson, who can't create separation, and make those couple of catches more difficult. And even Christian. So I'm sitting there going, how do you, beyond Nico Collins, how do you find some space and how do you find these easy completions versus a better defense? And I'm thinking immediately Christian Kirk. Well, then I watch him and I'm like, man, I don't know. I just don't know.
He's
like,
he's got to be a bigger impact.
Well, yeah, he's got to be a bigger impact, but hell. I don't care if it's one catch. I got to turn the film on and go, boy, he's hard to catch. Boy, he's hard to touch. Boy, he's hard to.
And we've seen it. We've seen it prior
in
to Texas, this.
Yeah, in a Jacksonville uniform.
And a Cardinals uniform.
Yeah, we've seen that. We ain't not in a Texans uniform. I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I walked away from it thinking, ooh, that could be a problem. And number two, real quick. I patted the O-line on the back yesterday.
Oh, damn.
And I meant every bit of it. I meant every bit of it. And this is more of a Cole Popovich issue and a DeMeco Ryans issue.
No, not Cole.
And a Nick Caserio and a Nick Kaley issue.
Not Moses.